On Daf Yudalid Omed Aleph Tosfos Mechatchim Es Hadiluyim Lifnei HaBehema. Just let's refresh your memory. What does it say? The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from this Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds that something that's not min hamuchan, you're not allowed to eat. Let's just again see the lashon of the Mishnah. This nan mechatchin es adiluyim lifnei habehema es hanevela lifnei haklova. Rabbi Yehuda omer lehoisa nevela me'erev Shabbos asura lefi she'eina min hamuchan. Alma kimdle ischen me esmel asura, ochename kimdle ischen me esmel asura. That was the raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds you need min hamuchan. So Tosfos says, machatchen as adulim lifnei beheme. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the mairi, shenitlash min hamechuba b'shab. We're speaking about that it was nitlash min hamechuba. Not the way Rashi said. Rashi says that adluyim atlushim. Rabbi Natan says that it's speaking about shenitlash min hamechuba b'shabbos dumye the nevela shenisnablo b'shabbos. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is even though it was mechuba miboid yoim, afalpi kein. According to the Tanakama, who is Rab Shimon, you're allowed to use the Dluyim, Chatach the Dluyim. So now Tosfos says, now the Rabbi Natam said a mouthful, V'tzorach loyma lepirushay, da'ayre be'inyim, to use something that was mechuba mibo'id yoim, there are two problems. And Al-Kochach, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, will have to say that both of these problems are not applicable here, and Tosfos, as Tosfos will progress, Tosfos will explain how it is that these two problems are not applicable. So Tosfos says, V'tzorch leimu lepirushoi, da'ayri be'inyin, Shein lesser hadiluyim loy mishum shema yala v'yitloish. Tosfos will later bring down a Gemara Meseches Beye. The Gemara says in Meseches Beye that peiris hanoishrim, peiris that fell in Shabbos, one is not permitted to eat them, because if he eats them, shema yala v'yitloish, let's say a cluster of grapes falls down, he eats it, and that was good, and he'll say, ooh, then he'll go and he'll see another cluster, and he'll go and pluck off that cluster. So Chazal said, you can't eat the first cluster that fell down. So Shem Yala B'Yitlosh. So Al-Kochach will have to say, if the Rabbi Natam says that Duluyim, that were Mechuber in Shabbos, and they were Nitlosh, you're allowed to give it, according to Rab Shimon, you're allowed to give it to the behemoth. So Kochach, for some reason, which will be discussed, there's no gzeir of Shema Yala v'yitlash. That's one thing we have to take care of. Then there's another thing which we have to take care of. V'loy mishum v'lehevi kigregreis v'tzimukim. Even though Rab Shimon does not hold Muktzeh, we had mentioned yesterday from the Stipler that Rab Shimon holds, even though it wasn't Muchen Behedye, but he wasn't Matchit. He wasn't Matchit that it shouldn't be used on Shabbos. But something that he was Matchit B'Yodayim, like Gregory Sitzmukim, Gregers of Tzmukim is, he brought up these Gregers of Tzmukim, he brought up Tainim Ba'anovim Al Rosh Gadoi. And there's a amount of time that it takes till they become Gregers of Tzmukim. And in the meantime, they're not edible at all. So let's say if he brought them up, Friday on top of his roof, and it should, it takes a few days till they'll become Gregoris at Smukim. So he had no intentions of using them on Shabbos. In fact, by putting it on the roof, he was matche biyodayim to use it on Shabbos. So Memele, so there Reb Shimon also holds mukze. The tray, so you have to say, and we'll see soon, that a peiri that was mechuber beinash moshes, was mechuber erev Shabbos, has a din of dochi biyodayim. So memele, so we have to explain why this chesaron is also not applicable. The three time ike lesser dover hanilkot mina mechuba. There are two reasons that one is not permitted to use dover hanilkot mina mechuba. The bereish beye osrinen peiris hanoishre mishim shema yala viyitloish. In the beginning of Meseches Beye, they asked peiris hanoishre mishim shema yala viyitloish. Not allowed to use it, because if you use it, you might come to be tailors. So, Mamela, this is one reason not to use peiris, which from Mechuber and Shabbos. Ubereish ein tzodim. The Gemara says in ein tzodim, gabi oivet koichovim shehevi doiren li Yisrael. A guy went and brought a present to a yid of peiris. So it says there, im yesh mei oisei min b'mechuba osa. If this mean that he brought, there's a possibility he was toileshet min ha-mechuba, so the yid is not allowed to use it. Uperish bekuntres, and Rashi says over there, da afilu Rabbi Shimon moide, afilu Rabbi Shimon is moide, that you're not allowed to use it. Tahave ke groy grois vitzimukim. Demidaloy lockdown mi esmel akzino. That means a person had mechubadike peiris. He knows that yontif, you're not allowed to be kaitse this peiris. And he was not kaitse this peiris. So here, the ik tzire is ke ilu, he was matchet beyodayim. Because he knew it, that if he won't be kaitzred, he won't have it. So memele, so we see from two gemaras that peiris that were mechuber in Shabbos, then they became nitlash also because of these two reasons, al tzegzeir Hashem ayala v'yitloish, and it's called the kilo de akzino meyasme. V'chein nire, that Rashi is 100% right, the besofek muchon ayri kulish maitze, that sugya over there, speaking about if it's a sofek, if it was muchon or it was not muchon, it would seem that if it according to Rav Shimon, if it was mechuba, it was not called muchon, because akzino biyadai. And now, the Rabbeinu Tam says, we are speaking about that these deluyim were mechuber in Shabbos, and now, Rab Shimon, and maybe it seems Rabbi Yehuda is not chaylik, they hold mechatlin as adlun mefnei abeheima, yelah to be mechatach deluy. So how do we fa'em for these two problems? Zuk taisvis va'ayri hoche kegoyin sheyesh loy beheime. This beheime that he's cutting the deluyim, he has a beheime da'vemuchan lebeheime afilu b'mechuba. So let's take away the problem of mucham. It's speaking about, he has a behemoth. That means we said till now as follows. We said till now that if, let's say a person will bring a cluster of grapes, a goy will bring a cluster of grapes to a yid in Yontif, and we don't know if these grapes, the goy was talish in Yontif, or they were talish already, so you're not allowed to eat them. So Rashi said, you're not allowed to eat them, afilu, according to Rav Shimon, because this person had no intentions of eating these grapes, because if he'd have intentions, he would have cut them erev Yontif. So it's called, he was matcha dam biyadayim. That is speaking about grapes, that is oimid l'achilas odom. So if you have any intent of eating these grapes on Yontif, you should have cut them off before Yontif. And you didn't cut them as a raya, you have no intent of eating them on Yontif. Fine. Here we're talking about diluyim, for his behemoth. He's giving this for his behemoth. This is going to be the Shabbos meal for his behemoth. Now, for his behemoth, that what the diluyim were mechuper erev Shabbos, and he didn't cut them off. Is that a simon that it was not muchen for his behemoth? His behemoth has an etzah how to get these diluyim in Shabbos also. The behemoth is not a shema Shabbos, it's not muzer and ktsire. The behemoth can go and take for itself these diluyim. So memele, so by not cutting off the diluyim erev Shabbos, in no way does this show that it's not minamucha. Something that's oimid lachilas odom, and he was not koitzer at Erev Shabbos, so that's called akzino. So you see, he doesn't want it. If he had any intent to eat these grapes on Shabbos, he would have cut them Erev Shabbos. But if you have the luim, which are being served for a behemah on Shabbos, so it could be Erev Shabbos was muchen for the behemah. Why didn't he cut it Erev Shabbos? The behemah can take it off on Shabbos also. So memele, so that's called, there was mina muchen. Ba'ayri hoche kegoin sheyesh loy beheime, dave muchon le beheime afilu b'mechuba, period. So that takes away the problem of mina mucha. Now Tyson says, astire locheret is a gemara fakert, and that Tyson is going to temper. Vahod amrinen beperek kol kisvi, v'lo yamid odom behemtoi al gabei mukzim. There the Gemara says a person should not bring his behemoth al gabe mukse. What is the taich mukse? Perish asabim shenitlushu b'shabbos. Asabim shenitlushu b'shabbos. That means as follows. That means that there was a goy, and a goy went and cut asabim for his behemoth, and then after he finished giving it to his behemoth, the goy left his asabim there. Whoever wants to use it can use it. So now, there's a yid that has his behemoth, so he wants his behemoth he wants to take the behemoth to eat his asab. So, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to take it. Lo yamid odom behemte al gabe mukze. These asabim are mukze, because erev Shabbos, because it was nitlish b'Shabbos. The reason this is also gzeire shemo, Yitel, that means maybe he'll pick it up and give it to the behemah. So it's mukze. It's mukze. Now, so how does this stim with what we just said? We just said that there's no concept of mukze when we're dealing with a machel behemah, because it was mukhen le behemah, and the behemah can take it itself. Zuktaisvis hapirish bekuntres also. Kegoin shaya oimdim bechiburam bemakem shleihaisa behema yechayla lalishon. That Gemara is speaking about that these asabim, which the guy was malakit for his behema, was now left over, speaking about that these asabim were on the other side of a river. So memele, it wasn't muchen for this yid, for his behemah, because he couldn't get his behemah on the other side of the river. his behemoth was unable to go to the other side of the river. This guy went, and he went with his rowboat, and he went, and he was like at the Asab, then he brought it back. So, Mamela, but these Asabim were not muchen lebehemte shal Yisrael, because he couldn't get it. The behemoth couldn't get it. Aber diluyim, that a behemoth was capable of taking off for itself to eat, so that's minamuchem. So that's no problem minamuchem. That is mahalach, which we're going on the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rabbeinu Tam says we're speaking about machatchem esa diluyim lifnei a behemoth. We're speaking about diluyim which were nitlash in Shabbos, but if al pikein you're allowed to give it. So Tosfos says, it's mukte, it's dochi biyadayim. So Tosfos says, no, it's not mukte because it was muchen lebehemtoi. That was teretz number one. Inami hocha ayri biyoshev umetzape mosa yitolshu. So the, and then it's going according to Rav Shimon only, L'chayrim, that it's speaking about that these deluyim is somehow, the Chassam Sofer says, Yoshev Mitzapeh Mose Yitoshu, sometimes the wind threw them down, sometimes Goyim used to tear them down. So, there was a possibility that they're going, that these deluim were oimed or possible to become nitlash on Shabbos, and it wasn't, and it's called minamucham because it was yeshiva mitzapet. Being aware of this possibility, it's yeshiva mitzapet. Ubehema nami ayri, v'yoshev umetzape, shema yishchatenu chere shoyte bekotn, v'acherim royin oysa. Now, this is amuridike chiddush what Tosfos is saying. First we have to know what case Tosfos is speaking about, and then what Tosfos is saying. Rabbi Kivega says, Maisa Lady brings a Tosfos and Erev in Daf Mem. Tosfos had a problem. Tosfos had a problem. A Shoichet B'Shabbos Shchitos Eichshere. But Rav said, you're not allowed to eat it, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rav Shimon, you're allowed to eat it. Now, Kan Sheila Ben, why according to Rav Shimon are you allowed to eat it? It's not minamuchan, just like we say, mechubadike peiris. If you're not allowed to cut them in Yontif, so, and he didn't cut them Erev Yontif, so that's called, it's not minamuchan. So a behemoth that he could have shechted Erev Shabbos, now to shechted in Shabbos, and he didn't shechted Erev Shabbos, so that means it wasn't minamuchem. So what is Tamasei Pshat? According to Rav Yehuda, you're not allowed to eat it, but according to Rav Shimon, you're allowed to eat it. It's not minamuchem. So Tosfos says, we're speaking about Yoshev Mitzape, Shema Yishchatenu, Cheresh Shaita Beko. There was a type of a pirche group of ktanim, charoshim, shaitim, didn't have anything but to do on Shabbos to occupy themselves. So instead of playing basketball, they used to shach behemoth on Shabbos. So it was Yoshev and Mitzape. Could be they'll go and shecht his behemoth. They'll go and shecht his behemoth. So Memele, Rav Shimon holds from Yosheva Metzape. I mean, this Yosheva Metzape is not a Yediyah Berurah that it's going to occur, but it's a possibility it might occur. That means every week these Charoshim Shaitim Ektanim Shechkwon Beheiman Shabbos, that mamish occupies them the whole Shabbos, and so he's thinking maybe they'll shecht my behema. It's a possibility. So it's still called Muchan Lodo. Al-Sheyeshiva Mitzapa. Now, Taisva says, Shuldik, the Cheresh Shaita Mekotl, we hear in the Mishnah that the Shechitis Psula is what it was. Oymed Lachila Sodom was Muchan. If they shecht it, it's Oymed Lachila. It's not Muchan Lodom. You throw it to the dogs. It's not called Muchan Lodom. So Taisha says, "Vacherim roin oisav." No, it's when these ktanim go and they're going occupying themselves on Shabbos. They didn't have a whole day cheder on Shabbos. They have to know what to do. So it was vacherim roin oisav to make sure they shecht. I mean, they shouldn't make apostle a shchita and thus and some emails. Yeshiva mitzape. Maybe who knows? Maybe they'll shecht. And there came there a few mumchim that looked to tell them, make sure you don't make shiye, you don't make that. Azay. He says, half of the Taisus he understands, but the other half he doesn't understand. He says like this. He says, there's a machloikis in the Gemara if cotton oichel nevelis is best in mitzuvin lafrishay. A cotton eats nevelis. I see a cotton eating nevela. He's going into a treifa store and he's going to buy the hamburgers and then am I mechuyev to tell him anything? So there's a man yom cotton oichel nevelis and bezin mitzuvin lafrish. It's not your geshaft. He's potam in a mitzvah. Yeah, the father's mechuyev echina. Bezin is not mitzuvah. You don't have to tell him anything. So memele. So if you hold cotton, oichel, nevelis, and bezel, mitzuvah, lafrishay. So if you have ktanim, which occupy themselves on Shabbos by shechting behemoths, no, you just turn around, and bezel, mitzuvah, lafrishay, not mechuyev, lafrishay. That he understands the chsam sefer. But what he doesn't understand, he says, when you have the acherim, it's not some as they're observing him. They have to give him directions and tell him, don't be shy. I mean, it's not Stamazoy. He's all of the kalko. They're standing there and telling him what to do. So there's a lay sachinim over here. I mean, to tell a cotton to do an aveilin, you're telling him how to make the shrita. This he doesn't understand. Fine. Okay, about kaponim, that's how Taisvis says pshat. That's a Rebbe Kveikis, so that's Pshat in our Mishneh, that it's Yoshev and Mitzapa that a Cheresh Oita Mekot. Now, I'd like to be Ma'ira Ashtikal Ha'ore. I don't know how the Sugya Vaita goes, but Lamaisa is Azoi. Lamaisa is L'cheret is a shayla of Maise Shabbos, which is also on the Minatayra, Midarabonon, of a person shech Sabahiman Shabbos, so it's also to eat out Maise Shabbos. The Gemara later has to speak about that. Now, I once found a primigodim that closer shayla, what is if a cheresh eit of a cotton cooks something on Shabbos? If there's an issa of the katansin, it's mamash yata the shmaya because it was a few weeks later someone asked me a shayla that the cholent wasn't completely cooked, and then it was a boy, and he took off the cover, and he mixed it up on Shabbos, or he added water. I think he added water, cold water, he added water, he put it into the cholent, it was too dry, well, he was before Bar Mitzvah. The Shaila was if they were allowed to eat the cholent. So the kid said the Shaila was, if a cotton was Mavashal b'Shabbos, is there also a knas, a cotton? So the Primogodim, it's the Primogodim in Simen Shinchav Hei, Eishel Avrom, Simkotten Chav Beitz. The lotion of the Primogodim is, Bechere Shaita v'Kotten, Yesh Li Stapik, Im Bishlu b'Shabbos, L'Tzoyrech Atzmom, Yeshloime da'osa b'shoigit, L'chol Yisrael, T'nasa b'chilu Shabbos. Called Chilu Shabbos. And then he says, a moiridike chilek, he wants to say between a cheresh, a shoite, and a kot. He says, a cheresh and a shoite is bemis, is mitzum and mitzvahs. I mean, he's a bar, he's a yid. They don't have das. She's an onus, but he's a yid. He's a bar mitzvah. That means like this, a cotton, the mitzvahs weren't mitzuvah to a cotton. He's a mitzvahs on mitzuvah to a cotton. A cheresh v'shoite, he says, mainly he's a godel, he's mitzuvah, he's an onus. He doesn't have seichel to do it, but he's mitzuvah in the mitzvah. He says, a moira di kezach, which I think will have a problem with this thesis also. He says, by a cheresh and shoite, you'll give a cheresh and shoite to eat something, you're able if you believe it's a mikshul. That's called a mikshul. By a cotton, maybe there's less achilam, but there's no lifnei ibel. Because this is a mikshul for a cheresh and shoite. He's mitzubit. So he says, Bekitza, the Prima Godim says, if they do it b'shoigik, it's also l'chol Yisrael, Bimbishlu l'tzayrich, for Shabbos, Bimbishlu l'tzayrich Yisrael, Osa loy l'mis nishpasol, Bishvilei lo'ilam. As is the Prima Godim. So first of all, the way the Prima Godim assumes, I don't know if the din of by Cheresh v'Shoitim, there's also a din of Ein Bezden Metzuvin La'Frishoi, and especially to be Oymed Al Gabov, Yizichehev, I mean, Yevalif Ne'iva, also, he was a Muslim, by Cheresh v'Shoitim. But the Ike that bothered me, that if Lamais it's also to eat in Shabbos, whatever the Cheresh, if it's also Mid Rabbon Al Tzachnat, so why is that called Hakisev, that's called Minamucham? That means that he was Yosheva Mitzapah, it's called Minamuchan in Shabbos. It's called Minamuchan in Shabbos. We're talking about why according to Rab Shimon is it Minamuchan? So it's Yosheva Mitzapah. I mean, if it's also to eat. So what shall is Yosheva Mitzapah to eat it? And it's called Minamuchan. I don't understand. But upon him, this is what Tosfos says. The chains, but Taisa says, but al koponim, but Taisa is saying like this, yoishiv mitzape. However, it will come about if there is an oifen that is going to become geshochte. If there's an oifen, it's going to become nitlash, and he's a yoishiv mitzape, that makes him in a mucham. The chains are loima al kochoch. The bereish amevi bebeye. The Gemara says in Bayit, Mucher to Cholecha den Yoshev and Mitzape, Yisrael Rab Shimon Mukze. And here our Mishneh, according to Rab Shimon, the Gemara says that you'd be it's called Minamuchan, only according to Rab Yudit, it's not called Minamuchan. So Al Kochor, you have to say this parent, that there's a Yoshev and Mitzape. Fine. So Memela was speaking about a Yoshev and Mitzape. We're talking about, let's get back to these diluyim. These diluyim, they were, either goyim used to pick them, or the wind used to throw it off, or perhaps, chereshayte, the cotton used to do it on Shabbos. So it was a yeshiva mitzapa, so that's why there's no problem in Amuch. The lack of the mechish nami shema yitlosh. Taisa says there's another problem, that peiris hanoshrim, peiris that fell down, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat Shema Yala V'Yitloch. So Tosfos says, that Allah is only Elo B'Peres Ha'ilon, Sheheim Kalim L'Hoshe, Peres Ha'ilon are very easy to pluck. There is a Gzeire. There's a gzeira if a cluster of grape falls and they'll be able to eat it up. So then, before he even thinks about it, he'll pluck another cluster of grapes because it's a very easy thing to do. And also, these are things that a person has, he enjoys to eat. So, Memele, on the spur of the moment, he's eating the grapes, and then, unintentionally, he'll go and pluck another cluster of grapes. He's misave, and it's an easy pu'ula to do, so he might do it before he chaps at the chalice. V'chein b'mashke, it says, mashkin shezovu, let's say, some mashkin ran out of a grape, so Chazal also the mashke gzeir shemo yischoit. If he'll be allowed to drink this mashke, he'll squeeze the grape. Shekal yischoit, also the same thing. Avo b'dovo de boi more v'chatzina, but something that you need tools in order to get up. But you don't have to be afraid of shemo yale v'yitloish. So Mamela, it seems these diluyim, number one, it's not another misave. Number two, it's not so easy to take them off the vine. So Mamela, so there's no gzeir of Shema Yala b'yitlash. V'chein dogim shenitzoidu b'yontif, da'asiri, if fish were trapped in yontif, it's also loy mishum shemo yotzut. That's also not also shemo yotzut. Ela mishum mukse kigroigreis. It's only also at mukse. That means we have to understand what's happening over here. Taisvis, besides having a rabbeinu tam that said a merdik echidish, mean Taisvis had a gemore that says that there's an iser of shemo yala v'yitloish by perish and noshru in Shabbos. And, or in Yontif, and Taisvis had to say, it's Amir Dikazach. So Taisvis said, this is only by Peres that they are unique, that a person, they're very geschmack, and they're very easily plucked. So Mamele, only in this case, Chazal Asal Shemayala Beitlish. Or the same thing by Mashkin Shezovu, they were, you know, they have the mashkin, shema yischait, because we have here the same situation. It's geschmack, and it's easy to squeeze. So, mamela, that's what they were going to. But in any other case, where we don't have these two factors, so there's no gzeire. So, mamela, by diluim, there's no gzeire. Then the Taisa says the same thing, dogim shenitzaydu biyontif. If dogim were trapped in yontif, da'asiri, loimishim shema yotzut, not if they were trapped, they went into a trap. So now, oh, it's Yontif, Baruch Hashem, the trap, to also. Not al Zeir Hashem Yotzen, because this is a complicated thing to trap a fish. And the Mishamukse King Reuters. Teida. And I'll prove to you, not everything that a Yid uses on Shabbos as a Zeir, he might come and make it. Let's say if a guy made for himself a ramp to go down on a ship. So he is also allowed to use this ramp. I maybe might go and make it. I mean, there's no such yisod something that has to be made. If a Yid does this, we have to be guys and maybe he'll make it in Shabbos. It's only unique by Perish and Nosh. So this is the Rabbeinu Tam's Mahalach, not Rashi's Mahalach, that Mechatchin as Hadiluyim, the Chiddush is that they were, it's called Mina Muchon, either it's Muchon Lebahemtoi, or it's Yeshiv and Mitzap, and if it's Yeshiv and Mitzap, and so the Chayre, Rabbi Yehuda also should be Chayle, Rabbi Yehuda should be Chayle, if it's called Muchen Lebehem Telech, then Rabbi Yehuda should not be Chayle. Why Yesh Lefarish Ta'ayri Benitlo Shomer Ev Shabbos? Like Rashi says by us, it's nitlosh mebish Reb Shabbos. Chitayme meile memre. So what's the chiddush? You had the luyim which were nitlosh mereb Shabbos. You're allowed to cut it up for the behemoths in Shabbos. What's the problem? Kamashmon de shoy lemitrach beuchle ele shav yeuchle avonik edislay beperik baschad de Shabbos rab yudik edislay. That means there's another problem over here. This, the etzem cutting is problematic. There's a shaila, if it's speaking about such a machol that the behemoth could eat without cutting it up, then there's a shaila of mitrach beuchle. So, who says you're allowed to cut it up in Shabbos to make it easier for the behemoth? Pakel tetzatirche for the bala behemoth. So shaila, it's mitrach beuchle. Or if the behemoth couldn't eat it, so there's another shaila of a shvuye uchle. This whole sugyas and mesachta Shabbos, that it'd be svarish, it wouldn't be permitted to cut it up. So that's the chiddush, machatchen diluim b'Shabbos. Bahadol eitana lehosam gadik pki omer v'inach talel, shem demili de chitoch toni bali adori. That means there's a previous Mishnah that also speaks about a similar shaila of opening up an omer, a bundle of tvua in Shabbos for the behemah, if you're allowed to. That's also, that's called a tircha shloile tzeira. So why didn't the Mishnah put them together in one Mishnah? This is a different type of a tircha. Shum demili dechitach toni badi adodi. Im lehaisa nevela me erev Shabbos garsino. Here it says Rabbi Yehuda holds if it wasn't a nevela me erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to be machon, not allowed to be machatach. Beloy garsino erev yontem kedemuchik bereish meseches beyim. The Kama Gabi Shabbos Sosam Lontane Kerabshimim. The Gemara says over there that in Hilchas Mukze Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Mekel in Shabbos like Rab Shimon and Machmer in Yontev like Rab Yehuda. The Kama Gabi Shabbos Sosam Lontane Kerabshimim. This Nan Mechatchin Es Adiluyim. So Memele, so it's called, so you see it's speaking about Erev Shabbos, Simchat Shabbos. V'hod the kori lei muchan la'odom. I don't know, there was this, maybe let's see again the Gemara with Abaye. Amalei Abaye. The Gemara, let's go back to the Gemara, then we'll come back to this Tosfos. That, so we hear that we found that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's enemy Namuchan, he's not allowed to use it. And since it wasn't Muchan Leklovim, the Behemoth was Mesa Shabbos, it wasn't Muchan Leklovim. So you're not allowed to give it to Klovim on Shabbos. The same thing by Sheichet B'Shabbos, it wasn't Muchan to be eaten in Shabbos, so Memele, so therefore you're not allowed to eat it. So that what Rab said, you're not allowed to eat it, he's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Abaye, let's proceed with Mother further. Amalei Abaye Midomi, how can you compare that what it says that you're not allowed to give the Nevela to Klovim, so you want to tell me, according to Rabbi Yehuda, just like you're not allowed to give the behemoth the klovim, you're not allowed to eat the behemoth that was geshocht. A person is not allowed to eat it. Mi dami, hasam mi kore muchan l'odom. By a behemoth that died. So before the behemoth died, the behemoth was aimed to be eaten by people. He had no intentions of making dog food out of a bull. I mean, he's going to make a whole bunch of steaks out of it. It was muchan l'odom. Now, all of a sudden, the Bain made a heart attack in Shabbos. Behashtem muchen leklobem. So Memele, so there, Rabbi Yehuda says that it wasn't muchen liboi jain for klobem, it was muchen for achilas adam. So therefore, since it wasn't muchen letzoyrach achilas klobem, so Memele, you are not allowed to give it to klobem on Shabbos. But how can you compare that to our Mishnah? Ocher miyikore muchen leodom. Over here in our Mishnah, what was this behema oimid before it was geshochten? It's oimid to be eaten by people. Bahashtem muchen lo'odom. And now it's also muchen lo'odom. So why it's called einim in a muchen? This behema was always oimid to be eaten. That, so it always had this shimush, this potential shimush. Bishloime, but if a behema died, In Shabbos, so it now becomes oimet for dog food. Till now it wasn't oimet for dog food. But a behemah that's geshochten, the same shimush that it was oimet for till now, it's still oimet. It was oimet to be eaten, it's still oimet to be eaten. So that's a bias kasha. So Bamela, how can you compare Rav Yehuda by behemish in this nabla to behemish in ishchata? So the Gemara asks an Abaye, and should it, mi sobris behime bechaye lachi loimedes? Behime bechaye legada loimedes. A behime bechaye is aimed legado, to the legado blood. You don't shecht it. You're gonna use it. It's gonna have a flock of behemoths later. Besef yomov, you'll shecht it. So here it also wasn't mucher to be eaten. Ba'asher u'sham, it was muchen to legadol. And now the ma'aseh, someone shechted it on Shabbos, so it's not muchen, it's not muchen. It's not muchen l'achila soda. So he asked, so Abaye asked him back, oh, so you're telling me, you are telling me that a behemah is oimid legadol v'lodais. Yehochi behemel Rab Yehuda beyontev heiche shechtinam hayla to shech the behemel yontev. It's not min amuchan. That means a behemel is oimed legado vlodes. All of a sudden in yontev the 20 guests came. He doesn't have what to give them, so he goes out and shechs his behemel. But it's not min amuchan. It wasn't oimed. It wasn't oimed to be eaten. This behemel was oimed to legado vlodes. Oh my lay. So this was Abaye's kashin. Abaye wanted to prove his point that Yonishpah said wrong. Abaye is oimid lishachet. That's what it's oimid for. Oh my lay. So he told them, no, I'm sticking to my guns. Oimedes la'achila. Oimedes legado. It's oimid, it is too. Abaye is oimid la'achila, it's oimid legado. Nishchata hubrara. The lachila imedes, loy nishchata hubrava the legado loy medes. L'chayre the teretz is as follows: that what was it oimed for an yontes? Yes, me akash an yontes. So what was it oimed for to be done? So we'll see what he does. That means if we will see that he shechted a yontes, so we see it was oimed to be geshachten yontes. If you see, didn't shech the yontem, so same with the gabbat of blood. So that means, and this is Emerson, we'll see that he answered him that Rav Yehuda holds yesh breire. So memele, so whatever he'll do in yontem will be mevara what it was aimed for erev yontem. Let us see Rashi. Nishchita shehishchuta mevoreres lachilay medes. Loi nishchita kegainzu shalay shachta esmel. Mestam loi hinicha manas l'shachta b'shabes. Ilka chuvrat shekide sheyoyim delegado loi medes. You know, Rashi learned speaking about Shabbos, like the pastor Sagmor is speaking about Yom Tov now. But Let us see Taisus. Let us again see the Taisus. And we hoise the Vel Merib Shabbos, Kasimus Merib Yontek, Mucha Bereish Meseches Beye, to come a Gabi Shabbos, Sosom Lantan de Kerab Shimin, it's not Mechatchen as Adluim, so you see this is speaking about Shabbos. Oho de Kori Leim Muchan Lo'odom, how would Abaye called Abaheime Muchan Lo'odom, Loisha Yeroi L'Shoichto, that's it, it's right to share, L'Kloim Eimedes Lo'odom, it's Eimed L'Achilas Odom, that's called Muchan Lo'odom. When Taime Beper Kame De Beyim, Gabi Efroyach Shenoilet Beyonte. There it's speaking about that a chick was an egg hatched a chick in Yontif. Rav Omar also. Rav said you're not allowed to eat it. Als Neulet, als Mukse, it wasn't Muchan. It was born in Yontif. Vekoma Hosam, Omru Loi, Mavei Zele Egel, Shenoilet Minatreifa. Now, Tesis is napping down the whole Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, we have a case, an egg hatched in Yom Tov. Mishal, is the chick that was the fray, that was born, is it Muktzeh or not? So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, really, it's Noilad, it should be Muktzeh, but the Gemara says a very interesting story. The Gemara says that before the chick was born, was also to eat. Shchita wouldn't be matter. Kozman is in the egg. After it hatches, it becomes mesukin. Now you can shecht it. Now there's a hatter shchita. So the Gemara says a mitoich. So just like the leader of the proyach was matter shchita, should also be matter the isa mukta. So if you matter this shchita, if you matter this mukta, it's such a mitoich, and a male it should be mutta. Right? The Gemara says such a small, so it's mutta. Rav doesn't hold of mitoich. So a male it's mukta. Like the Gemara, we learned that an eagle that was born in Yomte, you're allowed to shech. No? So you see, klar, it's noilot, you do say this for a mitoich. So Rav says, it's not tushtel. Because there, Kozman, it was bimeima, it was also not mukta. It was, you could eat it agabima, you shech the mother. So you can eat the child also. So Mamele, it wasn't mukts over there. So there's no problem. Not the Yisemuk. What'll be the din, an eagle that was born from a traitor? There wasn't oimit to be eaten by Meimai. Vafalpike, when it's born, you'll have to shecht it. No. So you see, Claude, this morning, that since the lady or the bada had to shchit it, the Isamukta falls off. That was the Gemara's Kasham Rav. Vekom Ahosam, Rav Amar Osam. We don't say that since he became the lady created a heter shchitet, also created a heter mukta. The kama hosam ma ben zel la ego shenelud min atreite. Shosik Rav, Rav didn't answer this question. He asked him a question, didn't answer. For porich amai shosik Rav, why did Rav keep quiet? Leimelu hoil amuchan. Agav imoy leklovim. We should have told them the same teretz. No, an eagle bechayei ha'aim who was muchen leklovim. That means, what is he going to do with the mother? The mother is he going to use for dog food. It's treifer. So memele, so it was muchen agav imoy. So memele bechayev it wasn't mukta. There was an uber, was a mukta, because the mother was mukhan leklovim, so it was also mukhan leklovim. So why didn't Rav say this teretz? He said, that's not a good teretz. Hashte mukhan leodom, lehavi mukhan leklovim. By us it says that Muchen La'odam, Abemishin Isnablo, Muchen La'odam Lehavi Muchen Leklovim, Disnanim Lehoysen Avele, Samemele, it's also Muchen Leklovim, Havi Muchen La'odam. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. So that's why Rav did not say a teretz that is muchan agavimoy, because muchan leklovim by having muchan leodo. Hashte amayloi meforish taima, and this kasha. Or maybe here it's not muchan, it's mukts by us could be not, because muchan la'odam lehava muchan leklovim. Maybe it's mukts machmas isa because you can't go and give it to Klovim. That's why it's not Mukhan the Klovim. Chitayma ba'oifu tlesher oilitna chaylif ne'etzvari. Maybe we're speaking about that, and speaking about an oifin tler that you don't have to kill it in order to give it to an animal. Lomale lekimne b'chi agavne. Look at me, dein roi la'achilo chay. Rav mukse machmasisa. For Sher Rav Yosef, in the Mishnah Yisera Daik, the king of the Tana also, Lomele Mishnah Sul Lefi She'ene Min HaMuchan, Lamashni Laka Taim Da Mukta Mach Masisa, Kein Bedov Yishroi Lechi Lechai, Ay Biyontem, also Mitam She'ene Muchan, Vayim Bin Lamashay Yoyim Bin Bitchil. I'll just explain what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying that the Gemara understood that the reason that Rav Yehuda holds it's Einem Min HaMuchan, it wasn't Muchan Leklovim, because it was Muchan La'odam. That's why it's Einem Min HaMuchan. In fact, Taisus, maybe the reason it's not Muchan, because in order to make a dog food, you have to kill it. You can't kill a behemoth. So Taisus says it is speaking about an animal that you don't have to kill for dog food. Let's say you have a lion for a pet, and he eats live things also. We're speaking about it's a tla and dust, some emela, and that what it says also, but then it says ve'ena mina she'ena mina mucham. It says a kevel aloshin, so it's coming to tell us, afilu in such a case, that it's not mukta machmas iso, that lemaise, you could give it to an Ari without doing an Issa. Avafal Pikin, not allowed to. Because Muchan La'odam lehavi Muchan lebehema. Behema le'rabi Yehuda b'yontem heche shachtinam machin tekstov rabaye istome la'achilo imedes, not the way they said that it's oimed le'gav ablodes. Avafal gav de gav ital de goyles am abaye b'reish be'ez imedes la'achilo imedes le'gav ablodes.